Hey, Chris Johnson here, and I have a fucking hard time dealing with a lot of things. Like everyday stuff. Like work, for example. I have a fucking hard time dealing with work. My job's a bitch, if I'm being fucking honest with you. I've never fucking had a job where I've been more fucking worn out at the end of it than this fucking call center insurance job. And that's just a fucking fact. It's just a fact. I do the goddamn shift, and I take nonstop phone calls for 8 straight hours, and by the end of the day, I just feel like dog shit. I just feel like fucking dog shit. Like I can't do anything. Like I'm too worn out to get anything fucking accomplished. And like my whole week is based around like how the fuck am I gonna get through this? A couple weeks back, or a couple months back now, Jesus Christ, I took a week off. I had a full fucking week off of vacation. And it was the first time I did that in like 5-6 years. And I felt fucking phenomenal. Usually what happens is I work my full 5-day week and then on Saturday, I feel like I'm like recovering and like doing shit that I couldn't do during the week or that I was too tired to do during the week or all that. And then on Sunday, you know, maybe do some other shit. And then like, I feel like there's just not enough time. You know what I mean? Like there's not enough fucking time to completely recharge and to do shit that I want to do before fucking work starts again on Monday. And then you're caught in this like fucking downward spiral where you feel like your time is less and less and less and you have less for yourself. And then like, you just fucking go crazy. You know, I just go fucking crazy and I wonder what the fuck I'm doing. And you know, that's just where I'm at. And then when I took that week off, I felt like alive and I felt really good. And I got shit like done around the house. I had like energy. I had this fucking like surge of energy that I've like not had or not experienced in fucking years. And I was able to like do shit. And I like got stuff, like old stuff done. Not even old stuff, just like stuff that I've been meaning to get done. I got it done. I can maintain my apartment during the week when I'm at work, but I feel like if I want to do anything extra, I'm fucked. I just can't do it. And then if there's like more stress at work, you know, it just fucking adds on. Like I was on a warning at work. I don't want to fucking get into it because it pisses me off beyond fucking belief. But I was on a warning. Like, and I had to go through all this stupid shit. They're like, hey, do you understand that you're on the fucking warning? Motherfucker, I got fucking in trouble there for drawing pictures of dicks. I didn't get put on a warning. I did get put on something though. What did they get put on for that? What the fuck was that called? They keep changing shit. They change shit all the fucking time, which is another thing that just fucks with my anxiety. Like, cause I need as much to stay the same as possible, especially if things are hard in order to get through it. But I got put on something. It was like an event or something. Whatever the fuck they call it. I was on that. If I drew another picture of a dick within 90 days, I would have been put on a dick pic warning, but not for this. But anyway, I don't want to get too deep into my history of disciplinary problems at my job, which really isn't that extensive. I'm not a fucking problem by any means, but like I was on a fucking warning for some reason, and it just like fucking wore on me and it pissed me off. I just wonder for my mental health, is this like the best situation for me overall? I'm not talking about like quitting my job. I'm just talking about like in general. Like, can I handle this? Is there something I'm missing? I just remember when I was off for a fucking week, though, I was dreading going back, not because I had to work again, because I don't really give a shit about work. I've always worked. It's just the job kills me. Like working at a call center kills me. It's a hard fucking job. If you've never fucking done it and you think, hey, man, you're just sitting on your ass taking phone calls all day. If you've never fucking done that, you have no fucking idea what it's like, especially after like 4 or 5 years of it. I just struggle with it, but I don't mind work. Like usually Monday's fine. I can go back to work on Monday. I'm fine. But by the end of the week, I feel like I got nothing left. And then I'm just fucking drained. And like, I feel like I'm not operating at like peak capacity. You know what I'm talking about? Like when I was off for the fucking week, I got everything done and I felt fucking great. And I was afraid to go back to work because I was afraid that like that's gone now. Like I'm going to lose that. Like I'm going to lose myself, which isn't really true. I mean, I remember feeling like that around the divorce too. Like when my ex-wife left, I was like, who the fuck am I, man? Like I'm so intertwined in this fucking relationship. Like who the fuck are you? Like how the fuck are you going to do anything? How the fuck are you going to succeed at fucking anything? Like you were fucking nothing. You're a goddamn nothing. Like how are you gonna do this? But then you figure out how to do it. But like I sometimes worry that like, am I just getting by because I figured out how to do it? Have I just like mastered how to just get by? I remember like feeling like I was fucking dying when I did the fucking 2 jobs. But like I also felt like I had more energy then. Like it was a different type of job. I felt like I had more fucking energy sometimes on a fucking Saturday after working 6 straight days. I'd come home and I would do things around the house. Dude, if I fucking work 1 shift at the call center, I just can't do anything afterwards. Sometimes I just sit and stare at the fucking wall. I just sometimes feel like, I don't know who the fuck I am. I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And like, I don't know what the fucking purpose of anything is. I don't like feeling like that. And a lot of times I feel like that when I'm more worn out. That's another fucking problem. I feel like that when I'm more fucking worn down. If I'm doing really well and I'm getting a lot of sleep, like these thoughts aren't in my fucking mind. Like, yeah, I think about them, but they're, it's like, it's just more nebulous. It's just, it's there and it just kind of floats around in the fucking ether. But like I'm awake and I'm feeling good and I'm going about my fucking business where I just don't feel bad. The anxiety in my head and the depression and all that shit is often triggered, which might be the wrong word, but it's the word that's going to make sense in this fucking analogy, but it's triggered by not having anything left in the tank. If I got my fucking wits about me and I do all the things I need to do, then I can fucking keep that shit at bay. But when I'm worn the fuck out all the time, I can't. And it creeps in and I always fear like I'm going to just fall back into the shit that I was into before the divorce when I was just a goddamn maniac. I don't know, dude. It just terrifies me. It fucking terrifies me and I don't know what the solution is, but I just wanted to fucking talk about it because sometimes talking about it makes me feel better. Do I feel better now? Fuck, I don't know, dude. I don't know how I fucking feel. But I'm alive. I'm alive, baby. And I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean's the host of the cast. All the episodes are there, but I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio 2 and wherever the fuck else. And on Twitter, Johnson Hates You, Facebook 2 in my timeline, and on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.